Hey, hi. Hey, how's it going? How's your Friday? How's life treating you? Hi, happy Friday. No, wait. Happy birthday to me. It's Capitalism Bits. Hi, how you doing? Welcome. Thank you so much for your support. How are you doing today? I've asked you that 5 times now. Great news. Great news. I'm sorry. I'm high. I'm tired. Your week's been good. That's good to hear. I'm so glad to hear that. So's mine for the most part. Not nearly as productive as we'd like to be, but I was still in lightweight June. I was still in taking it easy June. So I feel like I'm allowed to get away with it, like, did we want to put out a couple different things this week? Kind of. Did we actually put out a couple of things this week? No. But that just means that we have more things to come out later in the months to follow or something, I guess. I don't know. How I spent my week. So I did a big editing stream the one evening. I was probably editing for 5 hours on stream. That was a lot of fun. I got a lot of shit done. I'm like halfway through, please don't leave me now. I'm like happily halfway through rather than like begrudgingly annoyed halfway through. That makes me feel real good about myself. I've picked up a couple commissions the past couple days that I'm excited to pursue. I wish I had more to report, but it's kind of a special day in general because July 1st is actually the day that I officially open up my Patreon thing. So it's my Patreon birthday. Whee! I'm 1 year old. I'm 1 year old. You know what that means, boys. Gotta wait 17 more years. So that's a really bad joke. That's a horrible joke. My Patreon's been kicking for a year. I feel like it's been doing pretty good. Part of me's like, do a introspective. Another part of me's like, I'm really tired. I literally turned the microphone on and was like, I'll let you know what I've been up to really quickly because it's Friday and I have to post that shit. But I feel like it's been a really busy week, but it hasn't been a really busy week, you know what I mean? So it's anyway, I wish I had more to report. My hope is to get that Q&A started up, have that released Sunday maybe. Because I have a bunch of Q's that I need to fill with my A's from all of you fantastic, lovely people. I need to make those. I talked a couple weeks ago about how I was going to make some adjustments to the Patreon tier system, just rewards wise and stuff. And I think I'm going to tempt the fates by doing a second Patreon server. We'll see how this all goes. I might have a plan. I might have a plan. I just it's so much going on. I have so many like little piley projects to do, and it's like, okay, I always imagine it as spinning plates because if you know what you're doing and you're spinning plates, it's really just getting them started. It's getting them up in the air, it's getting them going, and then it's keeping them going. If you've ever watched somebody spin plates, I haven't actually personally ever spun plates. I want to be very clear that this is just me seeing what somebody else is doing and then making my own assumptions about how this works. So you get them up with the force of momentum, right? And then once they're up, they're a little bit self-sustaining while that momentum goes, like a top. But if they all drop, only got to get everything spinning. So getting the momentum up is part of the problem, right? So that's kind of where we're at right now. I've got like 5 different plates that I want to start spinning. I think once I get them going, they'll be fine and good to go and everything's great. It's just that like getting it all back and going again and then hoping nobody throws anything at you while you're spinning the plates, like what Patreon did to me in March. So May, what fucking year is it again? So anyway, there's been stuff. There's been stuff. I'm excited for the projects that are coming up. I'm really, doesn't sound like it. I know it doesn't sound like it. I'm really excited for Please Don't Leave Me Now. I think I re-recorded a couple, like all the lines for it, because I wasn't really happy with my initial performance for, sorry. Okay, let's back up for half a second. Hydrate, bitches. Please Don't Leave Me is a project I've been working on for about 3 months now. There was a script request prompt on Reddit that I saw that I thought, well, that's kind of up my alley. I wrote a story for it, like one of my own narrative style stories, and then I've been struggling to get it produced ever since. So there's a narrative chunk in that, and then there's like red lines. So I re-recorded the red lines because the delivery on those lines didn't strike me as very good from the first time. And it just sounds so much better. Like, it actually feels mildly uncomfortable to me to listen to. So that tells me that I'm on the right track with the whole like too much emotion thing. I'm excited to see how it all turns out. I got to do more pickups and stuff on it. But like, yeah, just been, I feel like I've been easily distractible this entire month, and I've given myself the space to be easily distractible, because that's my idea of self-care, is letting myself not stress about the work that I need to get done. And now we're hitting July. It's July 1st, everybody. Happy July 1st. Happy Bits Day. Happy Canada Day, by the way. I'm really hoping to have a bunch of stuff going in the near future. There's a couple other projects that aren't specifically audio related, but are bits related, that I'm hoping to have in the very near future. There's just a bit of stuff. I'd hope to have it for you all today, but life fell apart, and I'm depending on somebody else to get something done, and they also have a life. So it just... One thing I really like about being able to run this all by myself is there aren't any really like hard due dates, but also then there aren't any really hard due dates. So hopefully I will have that other thing for you very soon to show off and flex. And I'm really excited for that thing as well. But yeah, I feel like I'm rambling about how the week has been really busy, and then at the same time, I've done very little for you all. So read between the lines. I know there's one particular person who's like, have you updated yet? They want to see how I... Yeah, I'm calling you out. Go fuck yourself. And we have other commissions we need to finish up before we jump into the new commissions too. So there's this like... It was really nice to take June a little bit easy. Now I feel like July, I need to pop off. Anyway, that's what I got. That's what I got to report for you today. I wish I had more exciting things to tell you. I literally was like out and about shopping earlier today, and I just got home and was like, ooh, I still haven't posted my weekly update. I need to do that because I haven't posted the fucking Friday thing. Have I? I'm working on it. I'm going to make a slight adjustment to that to make it a little bit less difficult for me. Anyway, new month means a new tarot card reading, means probably more sut slucking. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to go on. I got a lot of projects on my mind. I am a little bit overwhelmed. I also have to need to leave again. I literally took like 20 minutes out of my life to do this quickly, and then I have places to be again. So I really hope you're having a great week. I hope you're having a great weekend. I know it's a big weekend for both the Canadians and the Americans, because we got Canada Day today on Friday, and then there will be American something day on the 4th. So like, it's a big weekend in North America. I apologize. I don't know what Mexico's up to. So yeah, just in general, I really hope that you're it's all going well. It's summertime, baby. Go out there and look at some tits and bikinis or something. I don't know what else people do to fill up their time. Okay, I love you. You're the best. Bye.